Blog
okay, what do I
radio.
Do here? I gotta do it. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Passage to Empowerment 2.0. Holly and I are really happy to be here. We had a little bit of technical issues, but Holly fixed her. She's such a genius. I love you to bits, Holly. Holly, do you want to say hello to everyone?
Hi!
Okay, Holly and I are going to come to you every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, whenever the mood strikes us, whenever we have something important to say, or we feel like talking to everyone. What we want to do, and I know Holly agrees with this, is to bring love, light, and laughter into your lives. We want to make the show as light as possible. Please don't call in if you want any psychic readings or anything like that. We already do 2 shows on Sunday and Wednesday for that, so you can call. You're welcome to call in then. Call in now if you have any questions you want to ask us or you just want to say something. That's fine with us. The area code is 646-727-2914. All right, Holly, you say something now.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, so I'm kind of new to this. To this radio thing. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing, but you are, well, I don't know. I was going somewhere with that and I just kind of lost it. It's going to be a great time. Call in 646-727-2914. And we also have the chat open just to let everybody know. You can read the chat and listen in as much as you want. If you want to participate in the chat, you do need to log into the site, but it's free to register. So set up and come join us.
Yes, please. And I noticed we do have somebody in the chat room with us. If you have a question for either one of us, please go ahead and type it out, and we will answer you live. All right, Holly, I guess what everybody wants to know is who we are. You want to start or you want me to start?
Oh, you start.
Okay. If you've been listening to the Essence of Success Radio Network, you all know that I'm Glennis on Sunday and Wednesday. I did do Passage to Empowerment a while ago, but have decided to renew it to bring, like I said, love and laughter to the show. I have a lot of strong suits. Cooking being one, childcare another, and obviously I'm a psychic. I'm also a photographer. What else am I? Who knows? I'm just a jack of all trades. Holly?
Yes?
Your turn.
Okay. I've visited the psychic shows before that you and Lennis have run, as you know. I'm a paranormal investigator slash researcher by night, and during the day I am a dog trainer. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma, I'm an aunt, I'm a niece, I'm all kinds of things to all kinds of people. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh yeah, I'm a wife and a mom and a grandma and a great-grandma, and yeah, I have lots of nieces and nephews and lots of cousins and you name it.
Cool.
Okay, Noelle is in the chat room and she wants me to talk about the psychic end of things. Okay, what do you want to know exactly, Noelle? My experience as a psychic is varied. I can read people. The angels tell me what you need to know, but, you know, this show isn't about psychic. This is about Holly and I, and not about psychic readings. Holly and I are both psychic, but we don't want to go in that direction with this show. So you want to choose another question? I'll answer that a little more thoroughly. You want to talk about my psychic experience? Phone in on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, or tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I had to rethink this. Sorry. I stuttered because I'm on Mountain Time, but the show's on Pacific time. Holly, you want to add to that or no?
No, I don't think I need to. Not to that. I mean, you know, I mean, we just want to keep things general. This is the launch of our show, and we'd kind of like to keep things general, but I can understand the fascination about what it might be like to live that kind of life. But yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, to be psychic is something everybody actually is. We're going to broaden. I'm not going to answer questions about, like, psychic questions. I will tell you that everyone is psychic. You just have to use that part of your brain and trust in it. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter. You want to talk about childcare, cooking. Holly has wolf paranoia. She is also a dog trainer, an animal trainer. So you want to talk to us about any of that stuff or anything at all.
Or kids or grandkids or playground zones and how all the school zones have become playground zones now. Stuff like that, general everyday stuff.
Just remember that we're not up to the rules and regulations in the U.S. because we are both Canadian. Both of us Canadian, both of us Albertans.
Right on, eh? I had to.
I know. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't walk around saying A all the time. I know that's what we're supposed to do because we're Canadians, but I don't do it. Do you, Holly?
No. Actually, did you say her name was Noelle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Noelle, we actually didn't mention the topic of the show because this is a launch. So it's about whatever comes up. So you're talking about cooking or dogs or what stuff like that. Yeah. Everything's just general right now.
Yeah, most of our shows are going to be whatever Holly and I come up with at the time. We're going to do spur of the moment, whatever we may think of, whatever you may think of. Maybe you have a question about something. We're definitely going to help you out with that. Other than that, like, we're just going to talk about, we're flying by the seat of our pants. We want to love, we want to laugh, we want to bring light to everybody's life. So, yeah, if you have a question about cooking, about kids, like, I've been a child, I have my own daycare for the last 40-plus years. If you want to talk about kids, you want to talk about anything, dogs, cats, cooking, paranormal activities, you name it. We're there.
Awesome. And Noelle, thank you. thank you you're not being awkwardly in the chat is awesome. Okay, so she has a question. What's it like to be a grandma? That must be an amazing feeling, and has it changed your perspective on life in general? You want to take that one, Nina?
Yeah. Perspective, and then you can give yours. Being a grandma is the most awesome, wonderful feeling in the world. It goes beyond, how do I put this without it really sounding rude to my kids? It goes beyond the love that you have for your children. At this point, when you're a grandma, you don't have to follow the so-called rules as much. You can be a little more lax, unless you're like me and you end up bringing up part of your grandchildren. But anyway, that's beside the point. You still get to actually be around them, have more fun than you did when you were bringing up your kids, because you don't have the everyday. Did you do
the parent, right?
Yeah. Did you do your homework, the potty training, the whatevers? Being a grandma and a great grandma is just brings me the biggest joy in my life. My oldest granddaughter is in her fourth year of university. She has six more to go because she wants to be a forensic psychologist, and I couldn't be prouder of her. The youngest ones all have their heads on. They're going in the direction they want to go. I have one of my grandsons is living with me right now, and he has ambitions to be a veterinarian technologist. So, yeah, my grandkids have such high ambitions, and I'm so proud of them. So as you can tell, it's wonderful being a grandma.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I like the idea of, you get to do with your grandkids, this is a weird perspective, but you know how when you're raising your kids and you're just making mistakes all over the place and you don't realize it till after the grandkids come along, and that's when you get to do all the stuff right that you forgot to do with your kids, right? When you're a grandma, you can just play. You can play and just have fun and kick back and relax because you're not raising them. Right, you don't have those
everyday things.
Yeah. So you know, when you visit with them and stuff, you get to just play and hang out and just, you know, remember what it's like to just be a kid.
Yeah, that, and well, you got grandkids, you're a little more established, and it's not so much all about work and bringing the money home for the bacon and stuff like that. You can actually do have a little bit of free money. You know, things have changed since my father's generation, where the house was paid for and everything else. Things just don't work in that direction anymore. You find yourself not staying with one company forever because there's so many choices now. I know my dad worked for one company probably for, I don't know, 4 years, but you don't find that very often anymore. So you find things are a little bit rougher when you're bringing up your kids, and by the time your grandkids come along, it's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit easier to find that spare $20 or whatever to do the fun things with those kids.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I see it too.
Yeah, so it's being a grandma is, all I can say is it brings a lot of joy to me.
Yeah. I can definitely relate to that with my two granddaughters.
Yeah, Noelle, have you got? I have seven grandkids. One of them is a step grandson, and through him, I have my great grandson. So yeah, I have seven grandkids, and they all bring me so much joy in so many different ways.
That's awesome.
Well, and I work with kids. So, yeah, of course I love kids.
Yeah, because you have like a day home kind of thing going on, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a day home, and the kids love me, and I love them, and we get lots of hugs and kisses, and when I'm down, there's nothing like those little arms around your neck.
Yeah. When I'm down, there's nothing like a great big old kiss from my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were actually playing on the floor today. It was pretty funny. I decided to be dog with her, right, with Glimmer. And so I'm down on the floor. Oh, my God. I wish somebody could have videoed it because it was really funny. So I'm down on the floor with her, and I'm doing a play bow with her, and she's not quite sure what to make of that. And then all of a sudden I start, like, sniffing at her face, right, and pretending to lick at her. Well, holy crimoly. The next thing I know, she's going into a play bow, and then she's flopping on her side, and then she's, you know, paddling from her side. She's paddling her front feet, and, oh, my God, it was so funny. So funny.
Yeah, that glitter.
And that score. So I'm going to have to do that more often with her because it was just hilarious.
Yeah, she's quite a special little angel, that little fur baby of yours.
Oh, she really is. She really is. She is not your ordinary, average, everyday dog. She's just not.
No, she's not. And I have a kitty like that. My puppy's getting old, so she's not so bouncy. She's going to be 12 on the 28th of this month. She's still quite playful, but, you know, she's starting to get those little cataracts in her eyes and stuff. And she will play with me, but not as much as before. But my kitty, my Stir Fry, yes, that's her name, Stir Fry. My hubby named her. He's got one hell of a sense of humor.
You just need you just need another one now and name the other one Chopstick. Oh, yeah.
Two cats, Holly.
Sorry.
But the other cat is a... Well, you know that bad B word? Well, that's what she is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes. Just rename her then. Call her Chopstick.
Well, her name's Bootsy, and she was my daughter's cat, and she was abused before she came here.
Oh, no.
At least now she doesn't try and kill us anymore. So.
Oh, well, that's good. That's really good. At least you get to sleep at night.
No, if you walk by her and you walk down the stairs, she'd take a swipe at your hand, and she actually caught an artery in Jim's hand when she first came to live here and made him bleed all over the place.
Ew. Okay, here's a little did-you-know thing. Did you know that when you're playing with cats, you should not play with them using your hands? Did you know that?
Yes, I did. You use things. You don't use your hands.
That is correct.
Unless it's Stir Fry.
Well, yeah. But, you know, do you know why you're not supposed to use your hands?
Because they use their claws.
That's right.
But Stir Fry doesn't. Stir Fry, she's been around for 3 years now. She has never bitten or scratched anybody.
Aw. Well, she's awesome.
She is. She's a beautiful kitty. See, Noelle, we're off topic. We're just going wherever life takes us here.
Yeah. Oh, and Glimmer just came in the room to say hello.
Oh, yeah, Stir Fry's been here the whole time. She loves the radio.
So, speaking of pets, is it okay if I just tell people a little bit about what Glimmer does?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So Glimmer actually is, she's 4 years old. She just turned four on the 10th of September. And she actually has a variety of things going on. She is my test subject for ghost detection research. And what that involves is I take her out to places that are supposedly haunted and monitor her reactions and responses and try to determine from there if she's actually picking up on something or not. And if she is, if I can possibly condition her to provide a specific response. So far, the results are kind of inconclusive. Sometimes she does seem to pick on stuff. I can't talk. She does seem to pick up on things, but other times it's questioned, you know, like, is she actually picking up on something or is she smelling a rabbit somewhere? Because she's got an extraordinary sense of smell. So sometimes I just don't know. But sometimes she does things that I don't have an explanation for. So I don't know. So that work continues. She is currently going through training. I'm putting her through training for the Canadian Good Neighbor Test. If she passes the test, I can get her vested as a therapy dog.
Which is going to be awesome because I know Glimmer will excel at that.
She has an affinity for children. She loves people in general. Like, she's very, very social with people in general. But she really, really is drawn to kids. So what I would like for her to do is to go complete the testing. And once she gets her CGN certificate, when she passes that test, then I would like to start taking her around to, like, Children's Hospital, you know, to see the sick kids and things like that, because she just loves kids so, so much.
Well, you know what you have to do? You and hubby have to come up here with Glimmer.
She doesn't travel well. She really hates it. Oh, man. We can't take her, like, barely around the block. And she's already starting to shake, and she doesn't. She just gets anxious, and she just doesn't like it. So we have some work to do there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
Gizzy's like that too, because when we had the two dogs, like I just put, well, as you know, I put Bailey down in November, and they used to be such horrible travelers, and I always thought that Gizzy was the one that was, you know, really not settled or whatever, and I found out. Now that Bailey's gone, that it's not Gizzy. It was Bailey that caused all the problems because we took Gizzy to the mountains to for a retreat in February.
Yeah.
And once we got on the road and she realized that we were not going to get her hair done, she
yeah.
was fine. She quit shaking and she laid down and was a perfect little traveler. We got to the hotel, the motel or whatever, and she was absolutely a little doll.
Aw.
So I know now that I can take her, which she is coming with us in October when we go to the mountains in October. So, yeah, I'm so pleased with her.
That's awesome. Yeah, Glimmer she really just doesn't like it. She used to be okay. And then when we had to take Charlie away, you know, when we had to
put Charlie down. Yes, I understand. It's okay.
Yeah. And so she was fine up until that point, and we took him. And then when we didn't bring him back, she was never the same. She just gets really, really anxious about going in the car. And I think that for some reason, I think that really bothered her. Like, I think that had an effect on her. You put him in the car, and then you didn't bring him back. So if you put me in the car, are you not going to bring me back? Because she's terrible. Like, she gets really anxious, and she shakes, and she just pants really heavy, and it's just awful what she goes through, the stress that she goes through when we're in the car. But when we're coming home from somewhere, she's fine.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Really, Charlie had something, you know, taking Charlie like that, I think that really traumatized her.
Well, probably did, but I think if you start off with just short little trips around the block, I think she'll get used to being in the vehicle, and eventually the nightmares will go away, and she'll be able to travel.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're doing vehicle work already. Like, I'm working her and trying to make it fun. Hey, Fred! Nice to see you, Grizz! I'm working with her, getting her in, taking her out, you know, and just trying to make a game of it so that she doesn't freak out and get all stressed out and everything. And so far she's doing pretty good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with all things, it does take time. So,
yeah.
But she has to be able to do that for the CGN test. So it's really, really important that I continue working with her on that and a few other things that she has to overcome, but she's doing really well, so I'm happy with her.
Oh, she will continue to do well. I know that.
She's an extraordinary dog. She really is.
Yes, she is. I'm just going to remind everyone of the phone number, area code 646-727-2914. All the lines are open if you would like to come live with us on air. If not, the chat room is open. We will answer any questions you may have live on air. And I see our Lennis is in the chat room.
Hi, Lennis.
Fred has joined us.
Thanks for coming, darling.
Yeah, why don't you phone in and give us some of your lively discussion. We would love that.
And I'll just let everybody know, this is an open topic. We don't have a set topic because this is a launch for Nina and me. And so we're just jumping in the river and letting the current take us where it's going to take us.
Exactly, and we just want you all to know that we're pretty easygoing, and that's why it is an open topic tonight, so that you can see that we are pretty free and easy, and we just want you to have a good time and let this show lift you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And times are tough for so many people, and we just want this hour to be about laughing, loving, you know, that kind of thing, and light. Also, I forgot in my introduction that I am a Reiki master and instructor to the highest level possible in Canada, and I am recognized as a holistic healer. So if you want any distance healing, let me know.
She's really good, too. I'll tell you that right now. I'm normally not very good about dealing with something like that, like distance healing. I just wasn't sure whether I could believe it or not, but it does work, and Nina has helped me many, many times. So, yeah. If you need it, let her know.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah. So, anything you want to talk about, the only thing we're not going to talk about is politics, taxes, and religion. Because those are just stuff we're not going to talk about. Everything else is fine. Kids, cooking, baking. Oh, hey, you know, I told you I'm making my apple cider juice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, is it ever good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I have like 3 jars, and I got to go find more jars.
Yeah, I know. I have that feeling. When I start canning and stuff, it's always like, oh, I ran out of jars. But you know what it is, too, and I'm bad, really bad. Years ago, when my kids were little, I did all of our canning. I mean, I did pickles, I did salsa, I did everything. And then I didn't do it anymore for a while because I was in a car accident, and I got injured, not that anybody could see, but I had severe whiplash, and I wasn't able to bake bread and do all the canning and all the heavy lifting anymore. So we gave my jars away. Ha!
Oh, no.
Yeah, guess what I'm doing now? I'm canning and everything again. Not in big batches like I used to.
No, but you've been really busy.
Yes, I am very busy, and I'm, you know, back to making pies and everything like that. I can't do the bread because I used to do 8 loaves a week, and I can't do it anymore because I can't do the kneading. So bread's out, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
It is.
So anybody got anything that you want to talk about, just post it in the chat or call in. You can call in at area code 646-727-2914, and we'll take your phone call. I don't know how to work the controls, so.
Well, if anybody.
That. We were just trying to get the thing launched. And we were running into all kinds of technical difficulties with that. So, but you can thank Mercury for being in retrograde for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. You know, Mercury retrograde is really playing havoc on me this time. I don't know whether it's because Mercury's in my sign, which is Virgo, or what it is. But man, oh man, oh man, am I running into obstacles lately.
Oh, I hear you.
It's not been fun.
No, it hasn't.
I'll be glad when the 20
disruptions and stuff not working right, and oh yeah, it's just awful.
Well, perfect example was the show tonight. for some strange reason, it had us airing at 12 a.m., and I could not fix it, but Holly, our genius, came to the rescue and got us live, even though we were a few minutes late, but that's okay. We're live now.
Yeah. It all worked out, right?
It did.
So there you go. So, what would you guys like to talk about? What do you want to know? What do you want to say?
Come on, Fred, you must have a question.
Oh, my goodness, Nina. Fred and I go way back. We go back to like 2004, I think it was. There's a blogging website called BraveNet.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to try this whole blogging thing, right? So I went to BraveNet. That's where I found it, and I started there, and he was one of the people that came in fairly regularly, and, you know, he would leave comments on stuff that I'd posted, and it was actually pretty cool, and we got to be pretty good friends, and then I think it was 2007, wasn't it, Fred, when I went over to Blogstar, I found Blogstar, so we had some stuff going on there. It was pretty cool, and yeah, we got to be pretty good friends. He helped me a lot with the website and stuff, and we just clicked pretty good, and he's awesome.
Well, yeah, I'd really like an awesome question from you, Fred.
Yeah, he says somewhere around there. Yeah, I think on the timeline there, somewhere around there. So, yeah, anybody have any questions, you can ask us and be happy to answer.
You are listening live.
Yes.
Essence to Success Radio Network. This is Passage to Empowerment with Holly and Nina. The lines are open. You want to call in, or you just want to post something in the chat room, and we'll bring it on live anywhere you want. And the area code is 646-727-2914. Give us a call, or come on in the chat room. One other thing I neglected to say. Thanks,
Nina.
To our wonderful owner of the network, Lennis, I am the manager. So that is why.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Awesome!
Didn't you know that?
No!
I've been manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network for 2 years.
Oh, my. Hey, that's just awesome.
2 or 3 years, yeah, but it didn't get us out of the mess we were in, did it?
She's on the phone. She said she was going to be right back. She was on the phone.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, any questions? Anybody got anything you want to talk about? I'm trying to think of stuff. What all do I do, Nina? Let's see. I'm a dog trainer for obedience as well as support work. Paranormal researcher, investigator. Oh my God, I have such an awesome team. I love my team. They just are so great.
And speaking of your team, may I just put this in? Hopefully in 2 weeks' time, we will have a couple members of Holly's team on the show with us, and then we're going to just ask some questions like crazy about paranormal activities.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them about that yet. I'm going to talk to them about it on Thursday. We're all going to a ghost tour thing that's being held here in Calgary. And so we'll have everybody, well, all but one of our teammates, Paul, who has moved way up north recently. But the rest of us are going to be going and on this ghost tour, so I was going to talk to him about it then.
That kind of ruined the surprise, huh?
A little bit, yeah. Oh. I'm going to be getting messages like crazy. You want to do what? What?
They've done it with me before, and we had a good time, so.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, it's supposed to have the whole element. Oh, man, I'm just kind of being Well, you know, I can't say what I'm being. Because it's silly.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Well, I was just going to say I'm being a douche canoe, but, you know, I'm not really.
Well, whatever you...
But Noelle will understand that. She's probably going to just end up having to, you know, choke on water or something, whatever she might be drinking right now. Yeah. Just please forgive me, people. I'm just really... Nina's an old hand at this, and I'm really new, so I'm just feeling kind of nervous about the whole thing. I'm not quite sure why, but I'm just feeling nervous, so bear with me if I sound a bit like an idiot.
You don't.
Okay.
You're fine. And yeah, Noelle's
biased. you're being biased. It really is, Fred. It really is a Scotch moment. Yeah, but I don't drink. Well, I suppose I could get, you know, some apple cider because I have like a billion jars of it now, so, you know.
That would be nummy on a nice cold night. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It actually is. It's really, really good. I have 3 apple trees in my backyard. So in the fall, I harvest the apples. And that's what I'm using. I don't bother going out to buy them because I have apples. Anybody want to come to my house and help me harvest? You're welcome to, because I have a crap load of apples that I'm not going to be able to harvest because I don't have enough jars. So you're welcome to come and pick them if you want. It's okay.
Well, I know we are going to be grabbing some off of my neighbor's tree. Ours I've already done, the ones I could reach anyways, and the birds got the rest. But anyways, she has offered some from her tree that I can make applesauce and all that kind of neat stuff with. I've already got my apples for my apple pies, which I am making tomorrow.
Oh, man. Is it possible to smell apple pie before you even start making it? Because I swear I'm smelling it. Maybe I just want it.
Yeah, you could be, you just want it. I know I made strawberry rhubarb. Renee was up here a couple weekends ago. And, well, the long weekend, in fact, him and what's her name?
Beth. It's Beth.
Yeah, just went over my head. Yeah, Renee and Beth were up here for just the day on the Sunday, and I had made strawberry rhubarb and an apple pie. No, I didn't. I made blueberry. That's what it was, because that was my BFF Beau's favorite is apple. So I promised, or blueberry, I promised him a blueberry.
Well,
That strawberry rhubarb pie was the best I think I've ever made.
Wow. Fred says he doesn't make the cider, but he does make several different flavors of applesauce.
I love applesauce. It's my go-to when I want something sweet and something that I, you know, because I don't add sugar in mine. I do for the rest of the family. All I do is put a little bit of cinnamon in mine and mix it up because I will eat that when I as a go-to for when I want something sweet to eat.
Yeah. I'm not a big applesauce person. Don't really care for it.
Well, I make it chunky for me for the rest of the family. I don't, but for me, I make it chunky, so it's like eating apple pie.
Okay. Okay, I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, then it's good, right?
And yeah.
It doesn't taste like baby food. Fred, maple rum and maple jack, I never thought of that. Wow, would the parents ever think I was crazy if they could smell booze on my breath? Honest, it was.
Try some, though, Nina. You should try making it, Nina.
Yeah, I should. but the parents probably wouldn't like it too much.
Yeah, no, I'm going to save my alcohol stuff for you know, the solstice season because that's when I do all my baking. That's when I go on my big baking binge for, like, you know, 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah, I know. I have I do a lot of baking, too, for around the holidays time. But I also do my best friend's baking as well.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to do that.
Well, there's just her and her boyfriend, Rob, now. And Yeah, she usually gets a shit ton of family, and I like to bake, so why not?
Yeah. I find baking very relaxing.
Me too, and when I'm stressed, that's where I'll go, into my kitchen.
Yeah. Do you bake, and, you know, for everybody that's listening, I have a question about this. Okay, so I never cook or bake anything if I'm in the wrong frame of mind. Like, if I'm having a really bad day, I will not cook and I will not bake, because I firmly believe that our energy, the energy that we're feeling in that moment, actually, okay, laugh if you want, but it goes into the food. So I firmly believe that if I'm in a really good place, right, like if I'm feeling really good and I'm nice and relaxed and I'm nice and calm, that energy, that whatever, is actually going into what I'm making.
Well, Holly, see, for me, when I start baking and or cooking, it takes that bad energy away because it's something I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So I have no problems. Everything I try, even if it's for the first time, turns out. I try brand new, spanking new recipes when I have company because I know it's going to turn out. And I always change around every recipe I use, even for the first time.
Really?
Really.
Oh, yeah. I've tried baking and cooking and stuff, like, when I'm not in a very good headspace, and I either burn it or something goes wrong with the batter, or, you know, I turn something that's supposed to be nice and light and airy and fluffy into a freaking hockey puck, right? Like, it just doesn't work for me.
Well, see, and it works the opposite for me. I just find it totally relaxes me. Everything just disappears as far, and I just put myself into the recipe. And you also remember, I am a Reiki master, so
yeah,
I do Reiki myself, and that helps to center me a little bit, and everything else too. And if it's really, really bad, I'll go get a hug from a couple of the kids before I start.
Oh well, there you go. There, my dog just leaves me alone. She won't come near me. She's like, Mom's pissed off. I think I'm just going to go lay down somewhere.
See, and that's when my animals climb. They come to me is when they know I'm upset. And they call me.
She will come to me if I'm, like, upset, right? Like, if I'm feeling weepy or something like that. But when I'm, like, upset, angry, or really irritated or ticked off, no, she won't. She just leaves me alone and lets me sort it out. And then when I'm done being mad, then she comes to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's so cool. I just love my dog. I could talk about her for hours and not get tired of it. Everybody else would get tired of it, but I wouldn't.
That's just like their grandma talking about their grandkids. We could go on for hours.
Oh, I know, and it's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. It's just, you know, because it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what we're going to do for the show in 2 weeks? We're going to have pictures of our pets, our fur babies up there.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to need a good picture of Glimmer.
You will get one.
And you know, Violet too.
Well, of course. I'll give you a picture of Glimmer when she was working. I take her over to our playground for trust building exercises and confidence building exercises, because she really needs that, right? And she needs to play. So I take her over there and she gets all happy and she grins a great big grin. And so I've got pictures of that. And I have pictures of Violet under the apple tree, having a good time, relaxed, pretending to be invisible, you know.
We'll stick those up there. Even put a picture or two of my grandkids up there.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you'll get one of me and Holly. Who knows?
No, not me. Well, no. The one of me is that I have on my Facebook is good enough.
Well, you know what? That picture I do have of you, with the bird on your hand.
Yep.
Sorry, but that's going in the slideshow.
I love that picture.
So do I. That's a fantastic picture.
It is.
Wouldn't you agree, Lennis? Is she? I don't know. Lennis, are you paying?
Well?
Is she paying attention to us, or did she desert us?
I don't know. She said she was back.
I know.
So I don't know.
Lennis, quiet. She must be busy.
Lennis, where are you? I can't hear you.
She's got to.
Yeah, no, that picture, that's probably one of my favorites. I don't like having my picture taken at all, but sometimes it just is the right time and the right circumstance, and it works out really good, and that picture that you have is just
it's my
wild bird. So, you know, I mean, we're out in the woods, and there it was, and yeah. It was pretty awesome. That was a good day.
Yeah, it was a great day. Not very many people that can say that they've had a wild bird sitting on their hand.
Yeah. But for some reason, that's how it is with me. The creatures of the forest really seem to like me.
Just be careful of the bigger ones.
Hey, I had a young bull moose try to follow me one time.
That could be scary.
Seriously. Roger and I went out to, I want to say Upper Spray Lakes. That's probably not right. He'll probably correct me. But anyways, we were up there, and we saw a young bull moose in like the wetland area, right? So we're sitting there. We pull the car over, and we're sitting in the car, and we're just admiring this little guy and thinking everything's great, grand, and wonderful. Well, doesn't this boy decide he's going to come up and say hello? So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, you're about 3 feet away from me now. That's close enough. We need to go. So we start to pull away, right? Because we don't want to encourage that kind of an encounter, right? Because it's always the animals that pay the price. So we start pulling away, and doesn't this little bull decide he's going to follow? And he did. He stayed in the wetland area, but he followed the car. He like was trying to pace the car.
Oh.
Hilarious. It was awesome, but it was hilarious too.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, I was beeping and I didn't like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's stuff like that happens, and it, I don't know. It just happens to me.
It happens to me like that with kids.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have kids that I don't even know come up to me and throw their arms around me.
Aw.
It's nice to know that I still have it after all these years, and that I still
never lost it.
I still love what I do. You know, I have the best job in the world.
Me too.
Getting cuddles from kids. Now, how awesome is that? And getting paid for it.
I know, like that's just, it doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. And you working with animals, that's your passion, and it's coming to light too. And yeah, we're just on a roll here, Holly.
Yeah.
Well, Lennis is asking.
Favorite thing.
If I ever feel the spirit of a dead animal, oh yes, Lennis. I have a cat that comes here quite regularly. Yeah. He flutters in every once in a while, and I'll think it's one of my cats walking by and touching me with their tail, and then I'll just catch this cat out of the corner of my eye. So, yeah, quite often.
Yeah. We have that here with Charlie.
Yeah.
He comes to visit. And so does our other cat. He's been gone a really long time, but his name is Luigi. Well, we called him Luigi. It was Luigi. And he was actually the cat that got Roger and I together. Long story there, won't go into it, but he was the cat that got us together. And he comes to visit, too.
Yeah, I think our animals do. It's funny that, well, maybe it's because of the way that Bailey passed that she hasn't come to see me, but she hasn't been here yet. I'm hoping that one of these days she'll forgive me. even though it wasn't my fault, but
so,
yeah, we won't get into that.
No. No, we just want to be turning frowns upside down, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Alanis also wants to know if I Reiki my animals. I do.
Does it work?
Yes, it does. It calms.
Yeah. Well, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it calms them right down. Most times cats, you pass over doing Reiki with them once and then they're gone. Stir Fry will sit there and take it and take it and take it. And if I'm doing Reiki on one, she'll climb right up on top of them. Like, she is my Reiki animal.
That's awesome.
Yes, Lannis, they feel Mercury retrograde too. They were a little out of sorts the beginning of retrograde, but have not been since. So thank goodness for that, because their poor mom is taking the brunt of it.
Aww. Aw.
Yeah, Lannis, we'll have to tell you the story about the show tonight when we're talking to you.
Yeah. Interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, if you, anybody out there listening, or everybody in the chat room, if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 646-727-2914 and ask us whatever you want.
Yeah, and you know, it would be nice if somebody called in, then I could. Oh, there we go. We got a caller.
We got a caller? We
got a caller. Can't
okay,
you?
How do I find that?
Well, go back into the studio.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, can you see us?
I can see. Oh, switch. Oh, okay, I see switchboard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's our caller. Okay, now I'm going to show you how we bring this caller on the air with us.
Awesome.
Click the red button and area code 403, you're live on the air with Holly and Nina.
Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Holly?
Yes.
Or Nina? It's Holly.
It's
Janet from
Holly.
Calgary.
Janet! Hi, darling!
Hi. I've been listening to this, but I didn't know if you were there.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're on the air.
No.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I have some questions for you, and this is with Wolf Paranormal. Am
okay.
I able to talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you were our investigator.
Yes.
And it was awesome. You know that we moved next door.
Yes.
Well, we're finding dimes.
You're dying.
And we don't. Yes, and we don't know what that means. We're also finding feathers.
Did you say you're finding dimes?
Dimes.
Janet? Okay.
Yes.
The dimes and the feathers are life. They're there to let you know that they're there. The dimes and the feathers are angels.
Is that right? Now, Holly, both Karen and I have been looking at the time, and we get 111, 222, mostly 111. And we don't understand.
Okay, Janet, this is Nina, and 111.
Okay, this is Nina.
Okay, one are always a sign of new beginnings. So multiple ones are, yeah, that's new beginnings. And the dimes and the feathers are your angels. So you have angels surrounding you.
My goodness, we have them at home and at my business.
Well, there you go. You've got angels with you all along.
But are the times, like we see 222 and other times, but they're all like 333 or whatever. Is that significant to anything?
I'm only starting to understand a little bit about numerology. Ones I know are ones are very, very significant. Triples of anything is also very significant. I have to do some more research into that, but I also have to find the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah, the ones especially, that's all a sign of new beginnings. And these are very positive. And triple numbers in anything are very positive.
Is that right? And, you know, it's very rare that I see a 444 or a 555. I rarely see that.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, those aren't significant.
Probably not. I think your ones are the one you really want to pay attention to.
Yeah, and how about the twos?
Yeah, the only one I really pay attention to is the ones, because it ones has more to do with
they're
me
more
because of Reiki background.
Okay. What about 11-11?
Well, that's the same. It's multiple ones. That's
yeah,
the beginning.
You're right. You're right. So we've been seeing that
she's
a lot,
good,
but the feathers were just, yeah.
No, that's,
the feathers were
that's
baffling.
No, that signs from your angels. To let you know
they're
there.
Oh, thank goodness. Because for what we went through, for where we used to be with Holly, that was just amazing. It was just, and Holly can tell you all about that. We're still on open investigation with Holly and Wolf. And we're watching the house closely because we notice things over there still. But they're not affecting us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
All the lights are on. All the lights are kept on. Yes. So Holly and her team.
Yeah, I know. They're fantastic. You also have a message from Lennis. And she said, basically what I did in the chat room, she's telling me angels and new beginnings, which I told you. But she says you're moving forward. The help of your angels. That is why you are seeing the signs.
Excellent. Because there's a new beginning that may happen, but we're not quite sure if it's going to happen, but we want it to happen, and it's quite exciting.
Awesome. And
so
I've
I think that
Lennis,
just confirmed that.
What's that?
Okay,
I think
who's
we're kind
of blocked.
All the
noise?
I don't know. Not me.
Lennis?
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
I'm here. Yes, I agree with Nina totally. I typed it. Nina was talking. I had already typed it in. So, yeah, you're on the precipice of a new beginning, which will begin around the first week of October. So, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And my birthday's in October.
There you go. What a wonderful birthday.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Well, thank you. It was great talking to you, gals.
Thanks for calling, Janet.
Yes, thank you, Janet.
Well, you're welcome. All the way from Calgary, Canada.
Woo-hoo! You want to stay on the line, Janet?
I'm sorry?
You want to stay on the line and listen, or are you listening on your... Okay, I'll leave you, put you on hold then, so you can listen to the show. And everyone, we just want to welcome Lennis, who is the El Presidente and owner of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome, Lennis. So glad you could join us tonight.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Thank you. I have a question on the paranormal for Holly and you. Holly, because I know she works with the paranormal, I'm just curious, why is it that some spirits remain here earthbound and don't pass over?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. I think there's a lot of different schools of thought on that. My personal opinion is that they are attached to somebody or something, and they just don't want to go. If they haven't passed in a tragic setting, like if it hasn't been a sudden death car accident or train wreck or plane wreck or something like that, you know, if they've just passed in their sleep but they're still here, it's my opinion is that it's because they don't want to go yet. They don't want to go to wherever it is they're supposed to go. They're not ready. They don't, you know, unfinished business or what have you. But that's just my personal opinion.
And that's mine too, Holly. I firmly believe that those that remained here and continue to remain here, they have unfinished business and they need to tell it to someone. I think that's why, especially in my house, it's like a train station. I have going, and I know you do too, Lennis. And they're coming and going all the time, but because of my Reiki and stuff, I make sure it's only good spirits that come in this house.
Hmm. Okay, I'm just curious because I know there should not be a fear of death. Death is not something to be feared. It's actually a new beginning, but I just wonder why are they earthbound. I can understand maybe about animals and even a young child, you know, but the adults, you know, when you go in and you do hauntings to check why is the place haunted, even if there's attachment in that essence that they're in, they still don't know what's bad and good because you got some spirits or ghosts, whatever you want to say, that are just evil and awful and bad, and then you got other ones that are just so benevolent. You know, they're like angels.
But how we are in life, Lennis, is how it's widely believed that how we are in life is how we will be in death. So if a person is not wanting to go, you know, because they're really, really attached to something, or maybe Noelle was saying that, you know, maybe they, when they passed, they had the idea that they weren't finished, that they had something to finish and they didn't. There could be any number of reasons, but whether a spirit is good or bad, that kind of depends on how they were in life.
Mm,
does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So to me, they didn't understand what death was, and they couldn't let go. It's almost like abandonment. You don't want to let go. You got to just hang on to something. For some people, of course, we're spiritual. Death is unknown, and so I guess there's a fear about it, and it shouldn't be. But I just wonder how some ghosts, some are so nice, and they're glad that you came into the property or the house or whatever, and they're loving and they're here to help you family. And then the other ones are like, you know, you got to bring in a medium or somebody to get rid of them or a minister or something, you know, to get them out of that domain.
They were probably that way in life too, Lennis.
Yeah, very possessive. It's like if you're really attached to something, like say you have something that belonged, that has really strong sentimental value to you, okay? And you just, you can't bear the idea of not having it with you. For something like that,
excuse me.
And this is just an example, okay? So for something like that, you know, if you were to, like, pass away tomorrow and you were attached to that particular thing, then you would stay around because you just can't leave it. So you would stay around and heaven help you touched it. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know, there's so many different schools of and different opinions about it. Nobody has all the answers for sure. All we can really do is just theorize.
Okay. Yeah, I accept that. I accept that. It just, I don't know. I guess because I don't fear death. I look at death as something very beautiful, a new beginning. So, Interesting. Go ahead.
Noelle has a really good point. She makes a really good point. She's talking about how, you know, it's in our nature to fear what we don't understand, right? Which explains why a lot of people are afraid of the dark, because it's something unknown, and so we fear it. And that, I think, probably goes back to, like, when humans first walked the earth, right? We had reason to be afraid of the dark. And now death kind of takes that place. But she's saying that in every culture, there's stories and myths about people that go to great lengths to avoid death, which is true. I was going somewhere with that, and now I forgot.
No, you just had me think of Void Death, like Void Aging, too.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I just had a serious brain fart there. And Fred says, either in death or as a survivor, we all at some point feel the abandonment, which I think is also true.
Yeah.
Which is why we the field of paranormal research is so incredibly fascinating to us.
Yeah, well, okay, now I've got a question. So when you do this paranormal, have you ever come across some place that really feared you? Like, I don't think we're going up in there. Have you ever come across that?
That was afraid of
us? Like it was
us?
Just too much, the energy was just too heavy, too negative, that you didn't want to do an investigation?
Yes.
Okay.
Unequivocally, yes. Oh,
well,
yes.
I'm asking you.
Wasn't that very long ago either. It was that happened to all of us, and this was before Noel and Paul came on board. We went up to the Crow's Nest Pass, and there's up by the old Green Hill Mine. It's a huge, huge compound, and the tipple is still there, but it's not safe to be in. We were on our last night there, and we were going to go back there and just check things out one more time because it's just so weird being there. And we all of us had the same experience at the same moment, which was, don't go there. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody said anything until we got up to where we were going to park. And then we were just going to kind of spread out, right? Because it's a huge compound to cover. So we all got out. We were just getting ready to get out of the car. And Robin says, you know, I don't think we need to be here. We shouldn't be here. And that was when the rest of us all piped up and said we were feeling the same thing. It was so, I can't even describe it. I don't have a word for it. It was so intense that we actually did not get out of the car. We just turned around and got the hell out of there. And we never did find out what was going on, and we haven't been back. So Noelle's had personal experiences with that, not since she's been on the team, but she's had experiences too, for us as a team, that would, to date, that's the most intense experience that we've had, where the energy was so mind-blowing that we just got the hell out of there.
Well, let me ask you now, how do you and Noelle, and of course Nina too, how do you feel about these shows that are on the air, all these ghost adventures, and oh my God, looks like every time you turn around there's another new ghost paranormal or something coming up. How do you feel about all these shows?
Well, to be honest with you, Lennis, I don't watch them because I think most of them are full of hooey. I know there must be one that may be true to life, but I don't watch them at all. I have enough of the paranormal in my own life.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Listen, silence is the answer.
Oh, yeah. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just,
so we're okay.
Go ahead.
I said, I already said it, so we're okay.
Yeah, there you go, right? Yeah. Although, I will say one thing about it. All of these shows teach you what not to do.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Otherwise, I'm going to stick my feet in my mouth, and I really don't want to taste my feet.
Okay, yeah, because I was just, there's only one, and I'm not trying to pump to show up. I like the Dead Files only because of the way that they deal with the different spirits or whatever with respect, where some of the other ones, you know, they taunt them or go after, and I think that is so wrong, because whether that spirit is good or bad, you don't have that right if you want to go in and respect them and understand why are you still attached, why are you still here. you know, but that's the only show. So that's all I have to say about the rest of them. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of like Holly, I'll let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Well, I'm just going to remind everyone that tomorrow evening, Lennis and I are live at 6 p.m. Pacific time for psychic readings. So join us then for any psychic questions you may have. And Lennis, I told our audience today, and we will reiterate that every show, we are not here to answer psychic questions. We have two psychic shows already on Sunday and on Wednesday night. Do you all have any questions? Going to be a fun show, an entertaining show, and an information show. Love, light, laughter.
Yes.
That's the main theme of this show, and that's the way we want to keep it. So, Holly, guess what? Our hour is passed up. We made it through our first show. Woohoo!
Still have 20 minutes.
I know, but that's an hour and a half.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, I think we're going to close her out tonight.
Alrighty.
And tell everyone that we will be returning on the 27th of this month.
Yes.
2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
And we hope to have some of the paranormal team, Wolf Paranormal team, on our show.
Woohoo!
And if not, we just ask the question of Holly.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everyone in our listening audience and in the chat room for joining us tonight. It really made our launch a real success. I thank you for that. And Lennis, thank you for putting so much trust in me in all these years.
Yeah, of course. Without
and
a doubt.
And thanks to everyone for coming out and supporting us. Whether you know us or whether you don't, everybody who got an invitation from all around the world, I want to say thanks for joining us. And Lennis, it's a pleasure as always to hear from you and talk to you and be with you and spend time with you. And Nina, you're my bud.
You betcha. All right, everyone, have a good week. Remember the rest of our shows on the Essence of the Success Radio Network, and join us on them, and we will see you in 2 weeks' time.
You betcha.
Lots of love, light, and laughter to you all. Lennis, I can't get it to start. Oh, we've got something happening now.
Can I hang up now?
Yep.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too.
Hey. Bye.
Bye.
Roger says good night.
Good night, Roger.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.